Good morning, everyone. Welcome to It's Your Community. Well, it's an award-winning novel written by a teenager. She is just in the 10th grade. She's 15 years old, and she's on the show with us, Jackie Eubanks. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. This is an honor.
The Last Summer is the title of the book. So, Jackie, tell us, what inspired you to write this book?
It all started when I was in 7th grade in January of 2010, and our class decided to watch The Sandlot, and I was hooked. And I remember just wanting to write about my dream life as if I were in The Sandlot, and it eventually became The Last Summer.
And what exactly is This Last Summer? So tell us about the book. Tell us the premise.
Well, it's about a girl who lives in the 1950s in Georgia in a small town, and every summer she plays on a baseball team with her best friends, and they're all boys. She finds out she's going to be moving to New York at the end of the summer, and she and her friends decide to make it the best summer ever.
Now, why did you pick the decade, the 1950s?
Well, because I've always really loved that decade. It seems like the perfect decade for me to live in. Mm. And I've read books and watched movies that, you know, took place in that decade, and I really love it.
What, you know, is there a favorite thing about that decade? Obviously, it was years before you were born. So is there anything about particular about that decade that you really like to have incorporated or you did incorporate in the book?
Just the overall simple lifestyle, and that everybody was really, they stuck to their morals, and it was just a really simple time period.
Yeah, we kind of missed that around here. You didn't grow up in that, neither did I. Jackie, how much research did you do on the book as you were writing it? Because, you know, obviously you didn't grow up. The 1950s is not your time period, and it is a novel. It's not a real-life story. It's kind of like a based on fantasy life for you. How much research went into the process?
Oh, there was a ton. I remember going on, you know, Wikipedia, looking up things about the 1950s, such as fashion and slang. Slang was a big one. I looked up, you know, popular culture of the time, like famous music artists and movies. And I asked my grandparents about it, and they described what it was like living back then. So it was a whole multitude of things.
And so as you were writing it, I mean, it's incredible that you did this at 12, you know. How long did it take you to do this? You started this in the 7th grade. You did the research process. How long did it take you from start to finish, from the idea to the actual having the book in your hand?
It took from January of 2010 until May of 2012 to actually get the published copy in my hands.
Wow, that's incredible. So, you know, once you got that published copy, you know, what was that feeling of having that final book in your hands?
I just remember being so ecstatically happy. There are no words to describe it. I was smiling, and I wanted to cheer really loudly, and I sent out a message to all of my friends telling them about it.
So what's been the feedback thus far? I know you're it's an award-winning novel, so you've got an award right stickered right on your book. So tell me about that.
Well, a lot of people have read it, and, you know, everybody I've ever met says they really love it, even people who hate reading. I sent it in, or my publisher sent it in to get an award in the USA Best Book Awards, and I won Best New Ebook Fiction.
So it's Best New Ebook Fiction, and then it's an ebook and it's in a hard copy book, correct?
Correct.
So you can get it either way?
Yes.
Okay. And did you write it first? Did you publish it first as an ebook?
Actually, it came out as a print copy book first, and then like a week later, it was available on a Kindle.
Oh, okay. So, and that's exciting. I mean, you must have gone up against quite a few books to win that award.
Oh, there were, I guess, thousands, you know, entered into the contest, and, you know, there was only one true winner of each category, so it's pretty amazing.
Now, were you the youngest in that? Do you know if you were the youngest author?
I'm going to assume so. I'm sure there would have been more hype about it if, like, a younger author than I had entered and won something, you know?
Yeah. I mean, you're still quite young. What's been the feedback from other people? I mean, how are you promoting the book, and what's the process of getting the word out? You know, obviously coming on shows like mine, It's Your Community, but what other ways are you getting the word out about the book?
Well, I've been in a couple of newspaper interviews, so I've had articles go out. I set up a bunch of different profiles on all different websites, such as Twitter and Facebook and Pinterest and Instagram, and those are to help get to followers to come and learn about my book, so then it'll increase book sales.
Jackie, did you write the book for a teenage audience, or who was your audience in mind when you wrote it?
Middle schoolers and high schoolers.
So in, is that who's been reading it, or do you find adults have been reading it? Or
I find majorly it's grades 7 through 9 that have been reading it. So,
and what about the, have you given it to your school, or kids in your school have read it?
Yes, actually. My old school, St. Mary's, the 8th graders are going to read it as an assignment for English class.
Wow, that's awesome. Now, what inspired you in terms of writing? I mean, have you always been writing? I mean, you wrote the book so young. When did you start writing stories, or tell me about the process since you were a kid? I mean, what really inspired your writing or your writing career?
Well, I remember when I was just a baby, I was 2 years old, and I'd scribble on pieces of paper and read it as if they were actual words. And that continued, you know, I've had a love of reading since I could read, and I was about 4 at the time. And I remember when I was 9, I wrote a story, and I was dead set on getting it published. And, you know, 9 years old, you're really not good enough. And then 10, I wrote another story, wanted to get it published, but we had some copyright issues. And then 11, I wrote it, and I thought it was really good, but I just gave up because it was so hard. And finally, 12 years old, I was like, that's it, I'm doing this time.
And, you know, how were you writing every day? You hear all these tricks from writers. I mean, did you look at other writers for inspiration? Did you kind of, I like to read what other people have to say. Of course, you can't meet everybody in the world, but, you know, certain writers have their certain techniques. And I've asked advice from other writers. Are there other writers you look to for advice in terms of their process of writing?
Well, I always have just kind of come with what goes natural to me. Usually what happens is I'll have a huge inspiration to write, and then I'll write like 6 chapters at a time, and then I'll stop. And like a week or two goes by, and I haven't written anything, and I'm like, okay, time to get back in the game. You got to finish it. So I'll force myself to start writing, and then all of a sudden the inspirations will just start flowing, and my best writing always seems to happen late at night when I'm all alone in my room and it's pitch dark.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's so funny. We all have our own, you know, you actually attended an NSA workshop, and we were talking about writing, and she, you know, the speaker there was saying to write 15 minutes a day. And I think she's right. Everybody has their own process. She liked to write, it was De Grobois, is her last name. Always a tricky little last name there. But she was talking about she liked to write first thing in the morning. I'm with you. I like to write late at night, when everybody's gone to sleep and I've calmed down and I feel like most inspired, you know, at night.
That's right. I think it's because we're closest to our dreamlike state, and so our creative side is out.
Mm-hmm. That's a good person. It's very perceptive there. We're talking with Jackie Eubanks. She is the 15-year-old author of the book, The Last Summer. It's an award-winning novel. She wrote the book when she was in the 7th grade. Took her a couple years from start to finish. And it, Jackie, is it, it takes place in the 1950s, a summer, a girl liked to play baseball. But tell us a little more. Are you telling the story in first person from her perspective, or are you writing, did you write it in third person?
It's in first person. It's the main character's perspective of the story.
So it's her perspective. And, you know, what do you think that, you know, life today, if you couldn't take stuff, you said the simplicity, but if you could incorporate life in the 50s today, what would be the, you know, few things that you've learned from this writing experience that you wish existed today?
I really wish that we still had, like, the sense of community, that we're all united and that we all should work together. I did like the fact that it was more modest and moral back then. I'd really like to put that into today's society so there's not all this emphasis on, you know, immoral things.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's amazing at 15 years old. I'm sure it's a testament to your parents. But, you know, it's so funny because there's things that I'm sure they would have loved in the 50s. We all watched Back to the Future and, you know, they have all these futuristic, you know, things in that movie that we, you know, that they wanted in the 50s. But I think it's those very things that we have today that really take away from what you're talking about. So you have all the social media, which is wonderful, and we have cell phones that we think we can't live without, and our iPads, and I love all my technology stuff. But at the same time, I think you're right. It's those things that maybe they wish they had in the 50s that take away from the very thing that you talk about in this book.
That's right. I mean, back then you didn't have all the distractions of the cell phones and the computers. You were able to really get away from it all and concentrate on what was really important.
So in the story, is there a, you know, I don't want you to give away the story, obviously, but is there a moral lesson from the story?
I mean, I wouldn't say there's like a real true moral lesson to it, but it does promote friendship, faith, and family.
And, you know, tell us a little bit more, because I, without giving it away, because I know you shared a little bit with us at the Writers Conference and the NSA Conference, a little bit more about some of the story behind the story of this girl. What's the character's name? Who are her friends? Those kinds of things.
Well, the main character's name is Charlie Mason. Her real name is Charlotte, but everyone calls her Charlie. And her two best friends are Frankie and Arthur, and she's had a crush on Frankie for the longest time. And she's very close with her grandfather. He comes to stay with them during the summer, but she finds out he's very sick, so that's something she has to deal with.
So we're talking with Jackie Eubanks this morning here on It's Your Community. She's the author of the book, The Last Summer. She's in 10th grade. She's 15 years old. She wrote the book when she was just in 7th grade, and it's an award-winning novel, as we mentioned. Jackie, what are your future plans? I mean, where do you hope the book to go, and what do you plan on having a writing career? Where do you plan on going in college?
I completely plan on having a writing career. I already know there's going to be definitely 4 books in this series, The Last Summer being the first of that. I have the sequel already written and at the editors, and I will consider it successful when all 4 of my books get on the New York Times bestseller list.
Okay, so let's talk about this, because I think it's very doable. I think it's totally doable, and I'd love to see that for you as well. But why the 4 series? What was it? Is it chronological to her life? Are we going to see her in the 2013s?
Well, let me explain this a little bit. It started out, it was just going to be 1 thick book. Uh-huh. And I ended up deciding to split it into 2 books, which then became books 1 and 3 in a 4-book series.
Oh, okay. So you added number 2 and 4.
So that the series would make more sense.
Okay. Do you know what? Well, obviously you wrote number 2. So do you know, did you already write number 3?
Yes.
Okay. So 1, 2, and 3 are written. Is 4 written?
Not yet.
Okay. So do you know what 4 is going to be?
Yes, I have a pretty good idea.
Okay, so tell us about the process of that for people listening, Jackie, because I think you can inspire not only young authors, but older authors who want to write. What has been your process? How did you do this in terms of becoming a series, and, you know, how did you stay motivated?
Well, it starts with a spark, a really good idea that you just can't wait to put into words. And then you figure out usually the climax and the very ending of your book immediately. And then it's just a matter of getting from beginning to end, and you have to fill up the middle as you go along.
Okay, and how much of that is character building in terms of, you know, where did you learn to, you know, people take classes upon classes in terms of developing storylines and scenes and character building, and how did that work for you?
To be honest, I think it's just all natural. I mean, I really don't have to put so much effort into making it good. Somehow it just always turns out the way I want it, even if it's not how I expected.
Oh, that's a good quote. Turns out how you want it, even though it's not what you expected. Were there any surprises for you in writing the books?
I would say just the amount of work that would go into it. I had to rewrite it so many times, you wouldn't believe it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, writing is rewriting. I've learned that from my own experience. Everybody thinks writing is a one-time deal. No. To really write is, I have to rewrite something several times before I feel good about it. And there's sometimes I submit stuff and I'm like, oh, I wish I had 3 or 4 more rewrites on this thing.
Yes. Actually, the first hard copy I had of The Last Summer in my little notebook that I had in 7th grade is very different from what's now the published novel. There's chapters that have been added, chapters that were taken out, lots of grammar and character fixes.
Did you write the original book by hand?
Yes, completely, from cover to cover.
Oh, my gosh. No computer, or is that just how you prefer to write?
I actually really love writing in a notebook because you can take it anywhere. And I took it to school every day and would write after I was finished with the test or in between homework and, you know, school. I would write all the time.
We're talking with Jackie Eubanks. She's the author of the book, The Last Summer. It is a novel based in the 1950s, based on the character named Charlie. And it's part of a 4-part series that will soon be published as well. Book number 2 will be coming out. I know, Jackie, that You are going to be, you're participating in a project to raise awareness and donations for Care House of Macomb County. It's a child advocacy center. I know Care House in Oakland County. So there's a difference. There's an Oakland County and Macomb County. You're dealing with the one in Macomb County. Tell us about this event and what you're doing.
Well, I'm trying to raise money for them as also a way of earning an award so I can pursue my gold award in Girl Scouts. So what I'm hoping is that people will be able to go to my last summer Facebook page, and next to the photo icon, there should be a little donate button that you click, and you go to the donate link for the Care House of Macomb County donate site, and we'll donate money to them, and this is going to go on until February 14th, because not only is it Valentine's Day, but it is also National Read to Your Child Day.
Oh, February 14th is?
Yes.
So it's not only Valentine's Day, but it's National Read to Your Child Day. I did not know that.
Yeah.
That's a good one. I'll be volunteering at my daughter's school that day, so I'll make a note to my daughter's teacher. Maybe I could read to their class. That would be kind of cool. So what inspired you to do this? Why Care House of Macomb County?
When I was in sixth grade, it was the first year I was ever in Girl Scouts, and we did a large donation to Care House, and I just really thought it was a great cause because they go in and they help children. They do counseling, and they educate children about abuse, and it helps the children.
So it's obviously very similar to the one in Oakland County, but there are two different ones. It's Care House in Macomb County. She has a donation. Now, what will this help you earn in the Girl Scouts?
It'll help me earn a Girl Scout Journey Award, and I need two of those to start my Gold Award. So once I'm done with this one, I can start for my Gold Award.
How long have you been in Girl Scouts?
Since I was in sixth grade.
Oh, okay. So, Jackie, what other things do you do in your free time? I mean, you're writing books, and you're in high school, and what other things do you do?
Well, I'm currently on the JV basketball team, but the season ends this month. I start up varsity softball in the spring. I'm in the school play. We're doing Seussical the Musical, which is Dr. Seuss themed. I also play guitar. I do things with my youth group at my church. I'm a little bit too busy for my own good.
I was going to say you stay out of trouble that way, too. That's incredible. I mean, and then you manage to maintain your grade level and inspiring, getting ready to apply for college in about a year or so.
Yeah, it can be a struggle at times, but I always manage to pull it off in the end.
So tell me, what are your aspirations in terms of college? Are you going to be majoring in English or journalism or something like that?
Well, you know, I had been thinking about it for a long time, but my dad said, if you already know how to write, honey, why would you study it in college and pay for it? You know, so it's kind of a waste of money if I already know how to do it correctly. So I figure I might as well go for something else. Maybe I'll be an English teacher.
Oh, very good. But that's great. You can major in education. You could continue writing, though, Jackie, too. You can continue writing as you teach. You could, look at Maya Angelou. You know, she was always one of my inspirations, and she teaches at the college level. She's gotten many honorary doctorate degrees. We're talking with Jackie Eubanks this morning here on It's Your Community. She is actually donating to the Macomb County Care House. You can go to the Facebook page for her book, The Last Summer, and on February 14th, the profits will be going to Care House. It's also not only Valentine's Day, so it's also National Read to Your Child Day, and she'll be donating money to Care House of Macomb County through her Facebook page. And the book is The Last Summer. It's an award-winning book by a 15-year-old that was written when she was in the 7th grade. Jackie, what advice do you have for kids your age, not just on writing, but just everything that you're doing today? I mean, you know, we've got a lot of issues going on in society today, kids getting in trouble on social media, what is your advice to kids in terms of pursuing their goals, keeping it together, getting organized, doing well, and just being a well-rounded kid today? What's your advice?
Stay grounded. You want to have people in your life who not only are kind to you, but will also tell you when you're messing up, and they'll lead you on the right path. I find it's really important to have a faith-based community around you. That's why I'm very active in my church. As for the organization, it really helps to just make sure you're doing activities that you actually enjoy rather than a whole bunch of them, and you're just doing them to get them done.
Who is your favorite author? Do you have a favorite author and a favorite book?
My favorite book would have to be To Kill a Mockingbird by Harper Lee.
Mm-hmm. You guys still reading that in high school?
Oh, yeah. We read it last year, but between you and I read it 4 times between 6th grade and 9th grade.
Why?
Just because I love it so much.
What exposed you to The Kill a Mockingbird?
My grandmother.
That is a fabulous book. I love that book. But I have to say mine is Maya Angelou's book, I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings. And then my second favorite, which just became my second favorite, which I don't know if you've read it, but it's called The Help.
I've heard of it.
Yeah, I love that book. Do you have any other favorite authors? Do you look to other authors for inspiration?
Well, I used to really love a lot of the current young adult writers, such as Meg Cabot, who is the famous author of The Princess Diaries.
Oh, yeah.
But lately, I've been feeling like young adult fiction is so superficial that I'd rather not read it.
Mm-hmm. What advice, you know, people listening this morning, you know, who you don't read or don't consume literature like you do, maybe don't have that same level of reading. Do you have any advice for them in terms of kind of books to get started? What could inspire them?
It really just depends on what they're interested in. Like, if you have a kid who really likes sports and, you know, really doesn't like to read, pick up a book about sports and it'll really start to get you interested.
That's great advice. We all should read what we enjoy reading. We're talking with Jackie Eubanks this morning. She is the author of the book, The Last Summer. She wrote the book a couple years ago. 3 years ago, she's 15 years old, aspiring to go to college, and a lot going on in her life. She's an award-winning novelist. The book has won an award. When did you win that award, Jackie? Was it last year? Was it as soon as it was published?
It was in November of 2012.
Oh, so it was a recent award win. That's fabulous. And then when does the second part of this series come out?
I'm hoping to have it by the end of May, come around, right around my birthday.
Okay, and do you have a name for that, or you don't want to say it quite yet? Is it The Last Summer Part 2? Or?
It's called The Last Time.
Oh, The Last Time. So The Last Summer and The Last Time is what the book is, right? The second book? Okay. And then how, Jackie Eubanks, do we get the book? I know you have a Facebook page, but what other ways can we find out more about you, your writing, your books?
I do have a website, JacquelineEubanks.com. Jacqueline is spelled JacquelineElyn, and Eubanks is EUBANKS.
JacquelineEubanks.com. So will both of your books be up there, or just the one right now and the second book coming?
Yes. My first book right there is now there. The second book is going to come out in May, and that's when it'll be available to be purchased.
Now, do you get to be part of the whole process of the packaging, the design, cover, and all that too, Jackie?
Yes. The cover of The Last Summer was a little bit different than I had expected, and some days I'm disappointed with how it turned out, so I'm thinking by the release of the second book, I'm just going to redo the covers of both and make them match.
Oh, what? I like your cover. You didn't like you. What is it that you had something else in your mind?
Yes, I had a much different insight. Like, you know, I pictured it differently.
Oh, yeah, that's kind of a bummer when you have something in your head and then when you see it, you're like, oh, that's not what I expected it to be.
Mm-hmm.
So, we're going to let you go in about, we have like less than 2 minutes here left on the show, Jackie, and I know you're doing this interview during a very busy week for you, but, you know, what are your short-term goals and your long-term goals, and one last bit of advice for people listening?
Short-term goals, get The Last Time published and get The Last Summer on the New York Times bestseller list. Long-term goals, publish the whole series and possibly make them into a movie.
Very good. Do you have anybody looking at that right now?
I have some friends of friends who are, you know, saying they have contacts to Disney and are going to see if they can get the book in the right hands. So we'll see.
That would be very cool. Very, very cool. You know, Jackie Eubanks, and one last bit of advice before we let you go to anybody listening here on It's Your Community.
I would say just don't give up. If writing something you really enjoy, keep working at it. You'll get there.
Jackie Eubanks, thank you again. JackieEubanks.com. She's also on Facebook if you want to go to The Last Summer. And again, don't forget, she's doing a fundraiser for Care House of Macomb County. You can click on the donation right on that website, on the Facebook page, rather, The Last Summer, right, Jackie? The Last
Correct.
Summer Facebook page. And you could donate to that wonderful cause and help Jackie earn a badge for the Girl Scouts. Right?
Thank you.
And thanks, Jackie, for joining us here on It's Your Community.
All right, have a great day.
You too, and thanks for listening. I'm Vanessa Denhow. You've been listening to It's Your Community. If you have any questions or comments or show topics you want us to cover, you can get to me, Vanessa Denhow. You can do that many ways. You can go to denhowmedia.com. You can also like me on Facebook. You can follow me on Twitter. I'm on LinkedIn. So you can find me and send me some ideas or show topics or just connect. And as always, I wish everyone a very healthy week.